I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. 9 months of war take a toll on gospel workers in Lebanon. Learn the best ways to help in just a moment. Then later, a Bible club in India changes one little girl's life forever. We'll tell you what's happening and how you can be part of it at the end of the broadcast. First, families in northern Israel call for an official war against Hezbollah. Fighting for the North, a group representing hundreds of Israeli families, is planning nationwide demonstrations on Sunday. Meanwhile, in Lebanon, Nuna with Triumph for Mercy Lebanon says,
all the threats that are really mounting, we're not sure what's going to happen. We don't know if tomorrow we're going to wake up to a full-size war or is it going to be contained in the South. The fear and the stress is really high.
Tit-for-tat fighting between Israel and Hezbollah escalated recently following the targeted killing of a Hezbollah commander. 9 months of bombings in southern Lebanon have taken a toll.
People are not doing okay. You can see it from the way they drive, from the way they talk to each other. They're at the brink of shouting and cursing because of all the stress and all the fear that is inside them.
TM Lebanon offers the hope of Jesus to families who fled southern Lebanon and found shelter in Beirut. Visit us online for ways to help and pray for perseverance.
All the people on the ground are under heavy stress. Pastors and so many people are considering quitting. This is too hard. So pray for us that we would rely really on the strength of God, because we cannot rely on our own strength and we cannot rely on our old strategies. We need to be in that place of trusting Him to lead us through the unknown.
Next, persecuted Christians in southern Russia have a few encouragements to share with the church in the West. Eric Mock with Slava Gospel Association says believers faithfully share the gospel despite danger and leave the results to God. He's reminded of the early church in the first century.
Christians were seen as counter to the good of society, counter to honoring Caesar, counter to the hopes that were proclaimed in Judaism. No one wanted Christians around, yet they were faithful and the church flourished.
These modern Christians are rejected in many ways by the majority Muslim and Russian Orthodox culture, but they persevere.
So as they advance the gospel, they're confident that God will add to their numbers as He turns hearts to Him.
The first message they have is a request for prayer, but don't pray for things to become easy.
They feel that God has raised them up for such a time as this. So we pray for their strength, their endurance, and the wisdom and the faithfulness.
The second message to the church in the West is a call upward.
They would ask that we would learn from this in the good seasons, in the good times, when we have this freedom, that we would seek God and know Him more and trust in Him more, so that when persecution does come, the fruit or the juice that is squeezed out of our life reveals the gospel and reveals Christ.
And India is one of the least reached places in the world with the gospel. But an entire Indian family's legacy can change when just one child learns about Jesus. Molly is a little girl in India who recently began attending Mission India's Children's Bible Club. Regan Miller with Mission India says,
but then she learned how to pray to Jesus, and that changed everything.
You see, Molly's mother had been struggling with her mental health, and it was taking a toll on the family. Molly started praying with her mom, and her Bible club leader even came to their home to pray with her.
And after that, there was noticeable improvement in Molly's mom, and they could tell that she was healed and her well-being had just changed.
Today, Molly's mother and father are following Jesus and attending church together as a family. And
not only did Molly's faith reach up to her parents, Molly's grandparents were so inspired that they came to Christ as well. So three generations were changed by the love of Christ, and three generations received salvation because this one child was reached by the gospel in a Bible club.
For just $24, you can give a child in India a spot in Mission India's year-long Children's Bible Club. And for the 10-day Children's Bible Club, it's just a dollar to impact one kid and their whole family for Christ. Find your place in the story at missionnews.org. Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. We're listener-supported by people just like you. So by giving to Mission Network News, you enable us to keep the stories of God's kingdom coming. Look for links at missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.